Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Well, Russellville won the tip. They are moving left to right, and they go in for a layup. No good, and immediately Anna Graves Foreman gets the rebound. Mounts home back the other way with their first possession. Here's Emma Martin into the front court, throws over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert dribbles to the elbow, finds cutting pin, going into the lane for the layup, off the glass, no good, and rebound tipped around and finally controlled by Russellville. Back come the Lady Cyclones. McAllister into the front court, throws it up top to Walker, and she's going to set up the offense. Mounts home, starting off in a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the left side. Now up top it goes to Myers. Myers throws her on the right to McAllister. I'm sorry, that was Walker with it. Now ball goes over on the left side, and going up for the three for Russellville. They get it. Kara Davis getting the three, and Russellville strikes first, 3-0 with 7 minutes left in this opening period. Here's Foreman with it, gives it to Husky. Husky takes screen, going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Peyton Husky puts Mountain Home on the board, 3-2, Russellville leading it, 6:48 left in the first quarter. Here's McAllister with it up top, dribbles to the right side. Now ball goes up top to Ely. Down, she tried to throw it down into the paint. Ball was actually tipped away by Foreman. It will be Russellville keeping possession as the ball goes out of bounds. 6:33 left in the first quarter. McAllister will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it into Walker on the right side. Walker will dribble up to the top. Walker still dribbling between the circles. Now dribbles over to the left side. Gilbert right there on her. Now Walker's going into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Rebounds knocked around. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Russellville. And Mounts Home will get with a chance to take their first lead of the day. 6:17 left in the first quarter. It is Russellville on top, 3-2. Martin takes the inbound pass. Looks like a zone press for Russellville. Ball goes over to Gilbert. Now over to Husky. Now to the front court to Martin. Down to pin at the right left elbow. She'll throw it out to Gilbert on the right wing. Gilbert's going down into the lane for the easy layup off the glass and in. She just blew by her defender, and there was no one else in the lane to stop her. And so Mounts Home has their first lead of the day. 4-3, Lady Bombers up with 5:55 left in the first quarter. Here is Davis going towards the lane. Now her pass is knocked away. Stolen by Mounts Home. Russellville's first turnover of the afternoon. Here is Martin into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Gives it there on the wing to Husky. Now Husky will dribble up between the circles. Over 5.5 minutes left to this first quarter. Mounts Home with the ball, leading by a point. Husky still dribbling. Now throws over to Gilbert on the right. Now Gilbert takes the screen, finds Foreman in the paint for the layup, off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with her first 2 points of the day. A 6-3 Mounts Home lead, 5:16 left in this opening period. McAllister across the timeline to set up the offense. Takes the screen from Ely, drills to the right side of the lane, going up for the layup, no good, and the rebound comes to Kate Gilbert, and back on the Lady Bombers. Gilbert throws it to Martin into the front court. Martin has it on the left wing. Now takes the screen from Penn, goes towards the free throw line, now goes back up top, over to Husky on the right side. Her three-pointer is up, no good, and the rebound comes to Ely, and back come the Lady Cyclones. 4:47 left in this first quarter. McAllister gives it to Ely up top. Ely thought about three. Now she is going to pull up for the three-pointer. It banks it. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Husky. She will quickly head back the other way, throwing it to Penn in the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass, and in. And Sherry White does not like the start that her team has, so she's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 4:29 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Russellville 8-3. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Russellville takes their first time out after Kerr Davis gave Russellville the first lead of the game, 3-0. But Mount Home has scored 8 straight since then. And so Sherry White trying to sell her team down. Ball goes over to Ely on the right elbow. Now she's going down into lane. Aston Yates checked in, by the way, during the timeout. Ely has the ball knocked away, gets it back, though. And now a foul is going to be called, a reach-in foul, I believe, on Aston Yates. Yates checked in for Kyra Penn. She is a 5'8 sophomore, and that is her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers. McAllister will inbound it, throws into Davis on the right wing. Now Davis is going to drill down into the lane, going up for the layup off the glass. It goes in, and she is fouled. So Kara Davis is going to be at the line for the old-fashioned three. I believe they're going to get Anna Grace Foreman with that foul. That is Foreman's first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. Davis gets the free throw. She has all 6 of Russellville's points. A little over 4 minutes left to play in this first quarter. 8-6, Mount Home with the ball and the lead. Gilbert has it up top. Now Martin has it between the circles. It's a man-to-man defense for Russellville. Martin will drill, start drilling toward the right side, throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble to the right elbow, gives it to Martin, and wow, Gilbert's going to call for the travel. That is Mount Home's first turnover of the day. .343 let's play in the first quarter. Russell gets the ball back with a chance to either tie or take the lead back. McAllister in the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Throws it down on the low block to Anna Meyer. She puts up the shot. It's blocked, but she also draws contact, and so she'll head to the free throw line with 3:29 left in the first quarter. Anna Grace Warren picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Lady Bombers. So it will be Anna Myers at the free throw line for the first time today. First shot is up. Rolls around and goes in. And as she gets this next one, will be knotted up at 8. Anna Grace Foreman is going to check back in, going to check out. Kyra Penn's going to come back into the game. So one more free throw for Myers. Second shot is up, and she gets both. So first tie of the day, well, other than 0-0. 8-8, our score with less than 3.5 minutes of the first quarter. Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. She'll drill to the right side. Now, tried to throw it to Gilbert. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Myers. She's quickly back the way, going in for the layup. It's going to be fouled from behind, and two more shots are coming up for Anna Myers. Mountain Home's second turnover of the day. A foul's going to be called on Peyton Husky, her first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Lady Bombers. Myers' first free throw is up and in. So that's our second lead change of the day. As Russellville goes back on top, second free throw is up. She gets both. Anna Myers with 4 points, all from the charity stripe. 10-8, Russellville leading it with 3:10 left of the first quarter. Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbles toward the left side. Gives it there on the wing to Gilbert. Now Gilbert will start dribbling toward the top. Finds Husky on the right side near the corner. Now she's going to go down towards the lane, going up for the running jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Ely, and back comes Russellville. 2:47 left in the first quarter. Cyclones with the ball, leading by 2. Davis going into the lane for the layup. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch. Oh, they're going to say by Russellville. I thought Gilbert might have touched that one last, but the officials definitely has a better view than I do right there on the baseline. So Mountain Home will get it back with 2:41 left in the first quarter, with a chance to tie this game back up or possibly have our third lead change of the day. Husky throws over to Martin on the right side. Martin will take the screen. He's going to pull up for the three, for the lead. Good! Emma Martin with her first 3 points of the day. Our third lead change as Mount Holmes on top 11-10, 2:20 left in the first quarter. McAllister with it up top for the Lady Bombers. Now she'll dribble to the right side and a foul away from the ball. I believe they're going to call that one on Mountain Home. Well, Mountain Home already with five fouls in this first half. And that foul is going to be on Addison Yates. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number five against the Lady Bombers. McAllister will inbound it on the baseline. Gets into Davis up near the top. Down into Myers on the low block. She puts up the shot. It will not go. Addison Yates gets the rebound. Will kick it out to Gilbert as she crosses the timeline. Gilbert drills to the left elbow. Throws it to Martin. Now Husky has it on the left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Peyton Husky with 5 points. And it's a two-possession lead for Mountain Home. 14-10 our score. 1:46 left in the first quarter. McAllister with it up top. She'll dribble to the right side. Now throws to Walker in the corner. Back to McAllister. McAllister's going to try to answer with a three. That one will not go. Martin gets the rebound. She's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Now she's met by Davis. And she'll throw it to the front court to Gilbert. Over to Husky on the right side. Husky takes the screen. Now kicks it to Gilbert in the right corner. Now Gilbert will dribble out a little more on the wing. Gilbert takes the screen. Pulls up for the three-pointer. Good! Okay. Kate Gilbert gives Mount Home back-to-back-to-back threes. 17-10, the Lady Bombers leading it with 1:05 left in the first quarter. Walker throws it down to Ely on the low block. She'll go down into the paint, pull up for the jumper, and she's going to be called for the travel before the shot. That is Russellville's second turnover of the day. Sarah Velasquez checking in for the Lady Cyclones as she'll replace Michaela Ely. Velasquez, a 5'8 sophomore. Mount Home brings the ball back into the front court. 51 seconds left in the first quarter. Lady Bombers up by 7. Here's Husky with it. Mount Home may hold for the last shot of the period. Now Husky's trying to get some distance between her and her defender. Now she'll throw it over to Gilbert. Now Velasquez backs off. And instead Davis goes out on her. 33 seconds left of the quarter. 17-10, Mount Home on top. Gilbert has it very near the half-court stripe. Now she's going down in towards the lane. Throws it to Yates on the low block all by herself for the layup. Good. Addison Yates with her first 2 points. It is a 9-point lead for Mount Home all of a sudden. Here's Velasquez back the other way, pulling up for the three-pointer. She gets it. Sarah Velasquez with her first 3 points. That cuts Mountain Home's lead back to 6. 9 seconds left. Here's Martin with it into the front court. She'll take the screen from Penn, going into the lane. Now throws it out to Yates. Yates going to pull up for the three to beat the buzzer. No good. Penn for the offensive rebound. She can't get the foul to go, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. But a good start for Mountain Home. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Lady Bombers leading Russellville 19-13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.